This morning, at a different person each week, share something about their prayer life. And today, I would like to share something about mine. I was taught to pray at a very young age. And they told me, at a very young age, that praying was just talking to God. And I took them very seriously. And they said I could talk to God like I would talk to anyone else. And I could tell God anything. And so that was how I began to pray. I just talked to God. Now, as I got older, I found out that, there's other ways of doing this. And sometimes people like to put a lot of beautiful words. And I used to think, if I could only pray like that. And I have to make a confession, because so much of my prayer life has been very intimate conversation with God, telling God exactly what I thought about everything. Praying in public, out loud, in front of people, in worship services, has been very difficult. Because there's things I'll tell God that I'm not going to tell you. And there's things I share with God that are really too personal, too intimate, too close to my heart, to honestly share with you in a public setting in a way that would be appropriate. But it is interesting to me that I think so often in my prayer life, I have looked at the way other people prayed publicly and thought, wow. And I've read something recently that really struck home with me about what I am really doing when I am saying, if I could only pray like them, if I could only come up with those perfect phrases and those perfect ways to pray for the situations in people's lives. Now, I haven't heard Alex do this, but I understand Alex Knight can do this kind of pray in a way that just makes you're just like, if I could only pray like that. I've heard McGray pray, and McGray prays beautifully. And I often think, if I could only pray like McGray. My husband does a fantastic job of praying. And I often think, how he can turn a beautiful prayer for just a dinner. I think, if I could only pray like that. But when I do that, what I'm really saying is that God is going to listen to me better if I somehow have more beautiful words, that somehow I'm going to get God's attention more fully if my prayer sounds better. That's what I read most recently. That when I do that, that's basically what I'm saying about God, is that God pays attention not to the beauty of our hearts or to the openness of our hearts, but to our words. And I don't think that's true. So you know what? I may not be able to pray the way that I think would be great in public. But I have come to realize that we have a God that listens to exactly what we offer. And in a sense, that's what I see in the scriptures this morning as the woman who comes and breaks the bottle of perfume. And if you see that kind of as an image of prayer, Judas is there saying, that's not how you do it. And how many times I think we say to people, and I've heard even said to myself, or I say to myself in prayer, that's not how you do it. You got to do it this way. And I think that's not the God I serve. The God I serve cares so much about me. I can offer whatever I have. And sometimes that's anger. Sometimes it's fear. And sometimes it's bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness. And I can offer those things to God and take them to Him. And I serve a God that loves me, bitter and unforgiving and resentful. And sometimes it's joy and laughter and outright silliness. And it's just so neat for me that I also serve a God who loves me then.